all diapers and dog houses. We remote.
Yo.
Yo.
You can't stop us.
Can't stop us. We still here.
Stupid Falcons.
Well, it's not, all right. I'm glad I have a voice from yesterday.
Oh, man. So tell the people how y'all been, man. It's been a while. I guess we took off Labor Day. Then Falcons screwed me up last week. And
I'm
going to let us derail us 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, my apologies. I've been out of it, so sorry about that.
No, it ain't you, man. It's like I said, Labor Day. It was us. It was Labor Day, then Falcons, then I did the little interview with the dietitian.
Sure, sure.
And you know, we just back to the saddle, man.
I got you.
Act like we never left. I'm gonna put together like a best of season one. So when we want to take off, we can just listen to this best of.
I did have some folks at church who were asked me about it. I was trying to promote us, and he's a truck driver, so he'll listen to us.
Perfect truck driving material right there, man.
Bill, if you're listening this week, what's up, man?
We'll keep you awake.
Yeah, we'll give you
that's long rides, man. Driving from Pennsylvania to Georgia, man. When I was working at Kimron, my first job in college, man, 13 hours after working 8.
Yeah, he drives to California. It's him and another driver, and I'm like, man, that's a man's job right there.
I kind of want to do that when I retire, get a job driving across the country with my kids being grown, and like, you know, T can just be my little co-pilot.
Yeah, there's only so much I can drive a day. You know, we did the Great Lakes. About 8 or 9 hours is about what I can do driving.
And no telling what we're going to have when we retire, but it's probably be all kind of like self-driving crap. Like the roads are going to be like the Jetsons. Like, who knows?
I'll be fine with that.
Six is your max?
Now, the older I get,
Oh, my freaking knee. Like, I got to stretch like every 2 hours, bro. Like, we got to stop. My knees just start acting up like Sanford and Son.
I've done 14 hours a couple times, but.
Oh, I've done that before. Yeah.
I'm not built for that type of lifestyle. Plus.
Well, you getting chauffeur now, Gov.
Well, I'm not sure yet, but I've gotten to a point where if it's over a certain time limit, I will pay.
Get the flight.
You're right.
Darius, he's got the governor's detail. He goes where he wants.
He got the Secret Service with him.
Yeah. just speaks into his shirt collar. Excuse me, people.
I haven't taken my kids on the plane yet, man. Have y'all flown with y'all's kids yet?
Ella's flown with them.
Yeah.
We did it last summer.
Yeah. How was that?
It was actually cool, and it was crazy. We did it last summer with all of them, and granted, baby was literally 2 months old, so she was a baby.
Yeah.
But she did well.
She's a trooper.
Yeah, Ella went. I think Ella was like maybe like 4 or 5 months, 6 months total. But she did great.
That's a whole episode right there.
Yeah. We flew out. You know, Lisa got family out in San Francisco, so we travel out there fairly frequently. So
that's awesome. Well, guys, we got a little bit of current event news I wanted to drop on the audience today from our living legend, Madea, Tyler Perry. He's on his podcast. Let me get the name of the podcast. Let me shout her out. Some
hot grits to dump on somebody.
Hot grits. Keep it positive, sweetie, is the name of the podcast. Hosted by Crystal Renee Hazlett. I guess she's like an actress that works for Tyler Perry. Because she called him boss a few times at the end of the podcast. So I'm going to play this clip and we're going to react. So y'all listen up.
And having people meet you at your work.
Yeah. That's what when you said that, we were one of our many nights at your island, darling, in the King's Landing room at the table. You said, you just hit you. You probably thought the gummy there too. You was like, meet me at my work. Yeah. We were all like, wow.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
And anybody who can't do that, that doesn't mean they're not worthy of you. That means that they need to either attempt, try, learn, find out enough about you to be able to figure out what that is.
Yeah.
And that's not money, because you listen. A lot of women, especially Black women, and I might get in trouble for saying this, but I will. In our society right now, Black women are making a lot more money for the most part than Black men. Right. There are a lot of Black men who are successful, but for the most part, Black women are making the money. So you, if you can find love, if that man works, you know, at whatever job, mm-hmm. and is a good man and is good to you, mm-hmm. and honors the house and honors his wife and does what he can, mm-hmm. because his gift may not be your gift.
Exactly.
That is okay. Mm-hmm. That's not somebody who's beneath you.
Yeah.
That's somebody who came to love you at your work, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And as long as he's secure in himself to know that, yep, she makes most of the money, all I can pay is the light bill. As long as she's comfortable enough to say, I'm going to cover the mortgage and all the other stuff, you can have the light bill, baby, you can take me to dinner every now and then. Mm-hmm. That is fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's so hard for a lot of people to take in, because that means, no, I need somebody to... they need to make five times more, and I got to have. Keep your list, baby.
Yeah.
God bless you. Hope it happens. Go on, keep your list. But when you
all right, I'm cut off there. Did y'all hear that? Okay, I hope I might have to.
Yeah,
y'all heard it now,
but okay.
Yeah, we heard it just fine.
So great. If you don't know Tyler Perry, I mean, he's a mogul. He's a multimillionaire 100 times over, I'm sure. So he's not talking from experience, unless he's dating Oprah. I don't think many women is going to out-earn Tyler Perry. What's y'all's reaction to this narrative that, you know, I mean, I don't know if it's a narrative. Some women think like that. Some women, I don't care about love. I want security. Some women care about security more than love. I mean, I've seen it personally. Buddies of mine that have, you know, fell on hard times and, you know, girl got ghosts. They weren't married or anything, but, you know, dude fell on some hard times and girl got ghosts. So what do y'all think? Give me y'all's feedback on that conversation right there.
Dove, you go first.
All right. So I'm going to say this is loaded for me. I'm going to start here with, I'm so glad that I'm not in the dating pool in today's society.
Amen. God bless America.
Amen.
Let me just start there.
Amen.
Because by a lot of the logic of, now societal norms, I wouldn't have been a quote unquote good catch.
Mm.
And that's simply because, it's taking me a little time to get to where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
The level of success I'm having, I can directly attribute to my wife because, again, she's the one that encouraged me, pushed me to go to grad school, pushed me to do all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in transparency, she carried the house for a good little while. Mm-hmm. She did.
Absolutely.
Because, again, she works a corporate job. I'm an educator. Clearly, mm-hmm. I'm never going to win.
We can get it for money.
You're right. I'm not doing my job because of the money. Now, I'm now in a position where, okay, we good.
True.
And it's crazy. It took me two additional degrees to go get to just catch up to where she's at.
Mm-hmm.
However, luckily, she's been my rock. She's been my support. And because we recognized the potential in each other early on in our relationship, and we both have drive, we both had, we got on one accord with the vision. So yeah. Because of that, I was able to grow. Now it's her turn to go back and grow if she wants to grow some more. And that falls in her court.
Yeah.
So because of that, like I said, I wouldn't have made it in today's society because I didn't have it all together when I jumped in. And I think, Part of that is, and this is a generational thing, because the generation that are now the 20-somethings, the early 30-somethings, the 20-somethings, they're the ones that grew up completely with social media, grew up completely with internet, grew up completely with technology. So in a sense, there's a false sense of entitlement because mm-hmm. of instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to go get what they want at the click of a button on their phone. In half a second. And so because of that, when it comes to the relationships and things like that, they feel like, oh, you got to be here right now in order for me to even waste my time or use my time. And I don't think that's totally the case. But again, that's just my take on it. And I might be wrong, and I'm not an expert, but that's just my take on it.
Where you at, YBA?
Yeah, and I think, too, I mean, you bring up social media, there's a skewed view of reality, right? It's the reality that you see on a screen that people think, and then there's the reality of what's going on behind those closed doors. And, hey, you know what? I mean, I'll even go to Tyler's movies. He's touched on that before, you know, living in these marriages with all this money, and it ain't ever enough. Yeah. On the flip side, though, and I'll kick back a little bit against him, that what he fails to mention when he talks about he says specifically black women, but it applies to both black and white women. I think there are some racial aspects to it, though, but specifically black women, they're also awarded, you know, 60% or more of all bachelor's degrees right now. So it's not like they're just like magically making more money. They are working harder to make more money. Like that, yeah. that's the thing that Tyler kind of leaves out. And I mean, it's kind of what you would expect from a guy who is wealthy. And I know he started out with nothing, but he's a long way from where he was. And you do tend to, you know, start to forget some of that that's every guy, rags to riches, kind of starts to forget. So, I mean, I would just kick back to, you know, what Tyler didn't seem to clarify there was it's not that black women are making more money. Black women are putting themselves in the position by getting the degree. So Darius, like you know, your wife recognized the potential in you because you were working towards that stuff. It's not like you were just sitting there doing nothing. You were working really hard. You've done that. You got to where you are because you've worked hard your entire life through, you know, just basic, you know, blue collar type work and through also education, right? It's you've done both. You can get your hands dirty and you can open the books and hit those as well. And, you know, honestly, if you want to be successful, you got to do both of those. You can't do one or the other. You got to be willing to work and you got to be willing to get an education. That's just unless you've got some super talent, you can, you know, put on a muumuu and be a guy like a woman. Like, I can't do that. Like, I'm glad Tyler can, and that's great. But I mean, there is an irony in that, you know, he is making all this money playing the stereotype of a hardworking, tired woman out there. You know, that's what she's supposed to be. And it's kind of like, you know, you forget the hardworking part that comes from. There's a lot of hard work that went into that. And I think you got to remember that it's not about not wanting to be with a person that didn't have any money. I'm never, you know, about it being money. I'm the same way. Lisa carried us for a while, you know, while I was getting stuff together, but I was also working. I never stopped and I worked hard and I was working towards my degree and working towards if that's the case, then yeah, like you gotta wait on your spouse to catch up because that's what you should be doing. But if it's just a matter of I'm not going to date you because I don't have money, I don't think it's ever really straight up that.
Yeah. I don't know, Zach. And again, social media presents a very flawed view. It does. But I've seen multiple TikTok videos with these guys on the streets doing interviews, just random people. You know, to be guys doing random interviews with random girls saying, hey, how much does a guy need to make to date you? And they'll throw an arbitrary number of, he's got to make at least $75,000. Well, what do you do? Mm-hmm. Do you make $75,000? Sure. And I guess the part about this whole thing that kind of bothers me is I'm willing to bet that there are more single men out there that do have their collective, you know what, together that aren't being quote unquote matched by the female. Mm-hmm. And so his take is a hot take, and he only comes from the perspective of a woman. So I'm wondering what the perspective is, you know, or why can't we shed some light on the perspective of a man? Because there's always this ongoing power dynamic between men and women and these roles, but yet what's good for the woman isn't good for the man, but yet the man's supposed to sit back and take it. That ain't cool. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm willing to bet that dynamic, the gap is not as wide as he portrays it.
Well, the issue, he's getting slandered on Twitter, Instagram, stuff like that. Tyler Perry is, why should black women have to settle? He's not telling you to settle. He's telling you to not put your eggs in the finance basket.
That part.
It's romance versus finance. So he said, he listed 100 traits, 100 great traits of a guy. He loves you. He respects the house. He's not cheating on you. You know, he's helping out with the kids. You know, if maybe he's not working as much, he's working only a part-time job. You know, maybe he's working on getting, as long as the guy's working toward a goal. Like, I got some clients. I can't say their name, of course, but the wife is the breadwinner. The man is an artist. He sells art at a booth, at like a flea market type thing. That's what he does. Obviously, she's making all the money. He's doing something. I mean, it's not really the most.
Absolutely.
It's not the most, you know, productive career choice, but he's happy. She's happy. They're okay. It's not about, you know, hey, you need to make as much as me, or, you know, as long as the respect is there, the understanding is there. Women gotta, and men, you know, you got to know what you want. Like, some men want their women to stay home, don't work. You know, some men are like, hey, you got to go work. Like, some women want to work. You can't tell me what to do. So
I think there's a lot more stay at home dads nowadays than you.
Yeah,
than
that
what
too.
Society realizes.
Yeah, I don't think a man's out here choosing to stay at home. I think it just may be, I got a friend of mine that, well, I'm gonna call him a friend, but he's a stay at home dad. His wife makes like $250,000 a year. Like, he stays home with the kids because it's cheaper for them to.
It makes more financial problems, makes more sense. Yeah.
Call Lisa in here. Get her to get one of them $250,000.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
I mean, but, you know, society has, you know, put a lot of pressure on men to try to be that provider, which we should be. We should strive to be. But at the same time, we shouldn't be trying to kill ourselves to reach this plateau that, you know, oh, you got to be a Tyler Perry to get my phone number. Like, all right, there's 100 women out here, dude. You ain't got to, we don't have to settle either. Like, they're saying women shouldn't have to settle, but men shouldn't have to settle either. Like, if the woman is out here giving you those vibes, like, I need to see your credit score before you can go on a date with me. All right, lady, well, go find the rapper that's going to cheat on you and have women, babies out of wedlock on you, and you'll be back home living with your mom in 10 years because he's kicked you out, divorced you, like Jeezy just did his, like,
I do want to point out, I think we're talking about different income levels, right? Like, what we are talking about is people making regular wage jobs. Like, not, I mean, we're, Tyler Perry is talking about people who are very wealthy, like wealthy more than, like, unless this podcast takes off and we become world famous, which we are. But I mean, I think we're talking about different levels of income here. Like,
But even with the different levels, I think the principle still remains. Yeah,
the principle's still there because, you know, like you said, on TikTok, you see girls that are like in their early 20s, like, you know, maybe they're in college. Like, hey, I want a man that does this because they see, like, you know, you got entertainers out here that, like, you know, I want to say Halle Berry for, but you got rappers like, listen, I want a Birkin bag and, you know, I want a Mercedes and this and that. If you can't do that for me, then I'll just go do it myself. Like,
well, I agree with that. I mean, that's all. I mean, I'm gonna shake my head at that anyway, because that's just, look, Lisa ain't ever, we ain't doing Birkin bags. Sorry. Like, that's just not the life we live. And I, you know, like, that's the self-awareness. You don't need none of that stuff. Like, you don't need none of that stuff to be happy. But what I mean is, like, there's a big difference between, like she makes, you know, $250,000 a year and he sells art on the side, mm-hmm. as opposed to, she's a teacher. She makes $45,000-$50,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
He makes $20,000 a year. Like, that's going to put significant strain on a family. Does that make more sense where I was coming from? Like,
it does.
I got you.
That's kind of more where I was coming from of the, when we talk about, you know, regular people. And I tell people all the time, people talk about how you can't make enough to live anymore. I mean, look,
You can make that work, bro. I mean,
now you may not get to live where you want.
Yeah,
now
you're gonna be in locker room.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of times where it comes down to is this generation thinks they have to live certain places. I mean, sorry.
That's the social media thing Gov was saying. Like,
If you make under $115,000 living in San Francisco, at this point, you're under the poverty line right now. That's right. How expensive it is. And Atlanta's not the same, but it's still an expensive place to live.
Yeah.
You might have to live in Covington or McDonough or Conyers or Douglasville or – and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with – I mean, the suburbs were created, you know, there were some darker sides of that. But at the same time, they're also so that regular people can make the money in the cities and live outside of them. Well, you don't even have to go into the cities anymore. You can live comfortably in these certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to go out to all these glamorous places all the time. But I mean, honestly, if that's your priority, especially at an adult age, like time to start having kids ages, well, then I would question the priorities altogether. Because
yeah.
As much as I love going out to Atlanta and having a good time, like I don't need to go out and get seen. I don't need to go out and
I can enjoy
an evening at Waffle House with my wife as much as I can going to Fogo de Chão, right? Like that's
all right.
Don't get me wrong, I love Fogo de Chão. Like,
I
guess that's what I was meaning. Is that it's just perspective of younger generations. And again, Tyler talking more about people making like ridiculous amounts of money as opposed to, you know, you got a lady who's working mid management at say she's working retail. She's worked up into management. She's doing a good job working there. You know, she's making $35,000, $40,000, maybe $50,000 a year. You know, to make that work, you got to have somebody, even in the suburbs, to make that work to where you can have, you know, somewhat of a comfortable life. You've got to be a guy making at least something to that close. And by making it, doing the work that's required, because you can make that much.
If your girl wants, I'm not saying a girl is wrong for wanting those standards. Like, if you want a man that makes $500,000, and you don't care that he loves you, maybe you'll hit the jackpot and find a man that loves you to death and makes killer money. Like,
I hope so.
But if money is your top priority, you'll never be happy as far as relationships. Correct. If that's your top priority.
Yeah. I'll say this too. When you talk about sustainability of a relationship too, if there's a gap, a significant gap like that, there's always going to be one person that perceives they're in control of the relationship because they do control everything.
Mm-hmm.
So be mindful of, to Tyler's point, I kind of understand it too, of being mindful of that gap. If that's what you're going to do, you still got to pay attention to it because it shouldn't be that significant in terms of how much it controls the relationship. Mm-hmm. But I can assure you, at some point in time, things get tight, some argument somewhere, somebody gets mad, upset, pissed off, whatever. You know, so that's going to be thrown in somebody's face.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. Finance is a big divorce maker out here, man. So,
yeah, I can almost guarantee you that if I see people marrying for money, people with these exorbitant amounts of money, like, I don't know. I'd have to go look at it and see a study, but just looking at the length of marriages for people in the where both of them make lots of money. Has to be. I mean,
what's the foundation of this union? Is it love? Right. Is it, you know, if it ain't love, then I mean, what are you really doing?
Right.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, long foundation is safe and secure.
And I think, you know, again, the big difference there, you know, talking about, you know, Darius, you just used you guys as an example. You know, when you guys met, I mean, she might have had a better job than you, but, you know, neither of y'all were like at the top of the corporate ladder by any means. Like
and granted, when we met, we were both in college still, so we were both broke. You know what I mean?
That's the best way to do it.
She knew when she bought in that her route was going to be a little different than yours, but she knew you had a route. She knew and she trusted. I mean, that was, you guys built that trust before money ever came into it. Like money was never even an issue because you knew that she was going to be working hard and you knew doesn't matter how fruitful it was going to be because you got people who work hard who don't make a ton of money. And that's okay because those people tend to make it work. I mean, look, we all had folks parents around who didn't make a ton of money growing up, but they made it work for our families, right? And we're, you know, we could spend a whole episode shouting out to moms and what they did for us and making things happen despite the fact they didn't have everything. Like, that's a big deal. And
listen, as long now there are some bums out here. Let's keep it real.
Absolutely.
I know some dudes out here that they at home playing Modern Warfare. You know, they playing Madden all day. Like, listen, cut that bum off. I'm not saying settle for,
sure,
you know, less than medium. Like, you know, if you want your man to strive, like, put him in position, you know, maybe he got laid off, you know, help him with the job search, you know, help him with the resume, help him with connections, you know, like, don't just beat up on him and, you know, you gotta, but don't let him sit there and waste time either. Like, you can't be home with no kids at home. I mean, I know some guys, you know, at home chilling, playing Madden, you know. Come on, guys. That's the point of this podcast. We're trying to help the dudes be better and lead their families to the promised land. All right, that's it for that conversation, bro. Tyler Perry, come on to the podcast.
Hey, real talk, I feel a Facebook question going out.
Oh, dude, this is going to be it's going to be a lot of them.
I feel like we may come back to this one. So
yeah, like I feel like we're going to have a discussion and this thread's going to blow up.
We might have to.
We're going to have to circle back to it.
I feel like we got a part two to this one coming.
We might have to come back. We might have to come back to it, man. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back after this.
It's Fat Drink, one third of the greatest podcast on earth, Diapers and Doghouses. The first podcast I ever listened to was Dissect. I binged as Cole Kushner broke down Kendrick Lamar's album To Pimp a Butterfly, and I've been hooked on podcasts ever since, from Serial to My American Life to Drink Champs. There's a podcast for every subject you can think of, so it can be a bit overwhelming to get started. Let me introduce you to Good Pods. You download the app, and you find your friends through your contacts or social media, and you can see what they're listening to. It's like Facebook for podcasts. It'll give you something to talk about at the water cooler or that boring dinner party. No one listens to the radio anymore, so do yourself a favor. Download the Good Pods app in the App Store or Google Play. And oh yeah, follow Diapers and Doghouses.
Good Pods, baby.
All right, we're back. Diapers and Doghouses. Again, Tyler Perry, holla at us. We're local. Right down the street.
Just don't sue us, please.
I'll come to your studio.
We'll even come record at your studio.
I'm moving to your studio. We got some questions from you guys. We love y'all. Thanks for all the listens and following directions. I'm hoping these people are anonymous names users. I don't know. One person's named Reba McIntyre. I'm pretty sure she's not listening to the podcast. Maybe. But you never know. You never know. Let's do hers first. Reba McIntyre. All right. Love the conversation with the dietitian. I almost wrecked when you talked about Dr. Now. Oh, yeah, Dr. Now. I don't know if y'all heard it yet, but Dr. Now, we're talking about the 600-pound life show, and Dr. Now's freaking 300 pounds out here trying to criticize people that 600. I'm like, dude, you're still freaking fat. Like, come on, man.
Right. I ain't got nothing to say to him.
I mean, I respect his mission, but you can't be out here chopping people up and cutting them open and
till I get my life in order.
Get your life in order.
Right.
All right. This is from Charles. I have a mother who has always been super involved in my marriage and family. She visits 2 to 3 times a week, and my wife's family lives out of state. My wife has voiced her displeasure with the constant visits. I'm between a rock and a hard place. Have any of you ran across this? Thanks. Love the show. I'll let y'all handle this. I haven't dealt with that before. My mom is not a social butterfly. She don't come here often. Her family visits all the time, but.
Well, even with me, you know, I live literal footsteps from my mom.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom doesn't pop over here on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She doesn't pop up. Like, she calls and goes, hey, I bought something at the store for one of the kids. I'm going to stop by and bring it over.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah.
So I haven't actually had to deal with that, but I can see how I can understand some of the displeasure, especially if she's popping up unannounced.
Yeah.
Which I think I might need a little more clarity because I don't think he said it right.
That's what I was getting ready to say. I need some clarity, but
he just said 2 to 3 times a week. I don't know.
If it's 2 to 3 times a week coming to help out kids, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Chill out, lady.
You need to be thankful for that support system. Like,
but if it's popping up just to be nosy and unannounced, that kind of thing, then there might need to be some boundaries set.
If she go ahead.
Well, I think the conversation needs to, you know, that you should have, you know, with your wife is she doing something? Like, is it just the fact that she's showing up? Like, do you feel threatened by that? Or is she showing up? Like, and just being nice, right? Is she just, you know, does mom know she's even getting, is she even getting in the way? Or is it just the fact that she shows up and you feel like you don't have your space? I get that. I mean, I understand it. Look, my mom lived with us because, you know, she wasn't able to afford her home. So, you know, we took over and, you know, even with her living with us, you know, the house got small sometimes. For the most part, my mom, she did her own thing. She kept her thing. When it was time for us to hang out, we did it. And, you know, we had a good thing going. And it wasn't really about the amount of time. The amount of time that she was over was never the issue. It was the amount of involved or over-involved that she was. So I guess that's where I need more clarity. Is she getting over-involved? Is she jumping into affairs that are between you and your spouse?
Yeah.
Or is she just showing up being, were there kids? Is that what we said?
Yeah, are there kids involved? Because I don't think that was in there either, right?
Super involved in my marriage and family. So it's a family. I guess he has kids.
I mean, if you got kids, like I can't. Like that's grandma showing up for the kids. Like, I'm being honest. As somebody who doesn't have a grandma to show up, I mean, I got Lisa's mom, but like when my mom can't show up for the kids anymore, I'd give any let her come 4 days a
that
week.
That part is that part right there because I can't tell you how much I miss my grandma.
Yeah.
So we gotta as an adult, because I'll even go case in point, like even with my dad, you know, he pops up randomly, doesn't call, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but I have to check myself and go, you know what, it's not about me anymore. It's not about me anymore. It's about kids.
Just tell you about to check yourself though, man. Like, you know, like you said, long as if she ain't cutting into the Chickaba Wow Wow time, then I mean, you know, let grandmama do her thing, man. Cause I mean, now when she start cutting into the Chickaba Wow time, then hey grandma,
getting over involved with your relationship, like she don't need to be telling y'all how to handle all the stuff in your relationship.
That part, and that's
she coming
that's
in, kind of yeah. She coming in, looking in your refrigerator. Why y'all got this for?
Why you ain't cook this and now that needs to be checked by on mama's side.
Yeah, so we gotta get more clarification. What's this guy's name? Charles.
Charles, give us a little more information. But I think you're okay to be a little wounded by that. I mean, I just would say that's a good conversation to have with your wife. And hey, that's about you having good communication with your wife. Like you guys being able to sit down and have a conversation about what the real deep issue is probably better than any outcome of what's going to happen with your mom coming over. Her, you know, you understanding what makes her feel the way she's feeling. Well, that's more important to me than mom coming over. So,
yeah, it may be throw mama from the train, throw mama from the chain type of situation. Mm-hmm. All right. Next question. Yeah. We'll do this. This will be the last one. This is from Tiffany. Message. What was your highlight this summer? Y'all go ahead, man. I can't think of anything. I guess my highlight probably was my birthday trip. My wife took me to the casino and that was a nice little getaway, nice 3-day getaway. And that's probably my highlight I could think of. Thank you, baby.
Does this one count? I guess me graduating, does that count?
It's a pretty big deal.
I mean, technically it was May, so it wasn't quite summer yet.
That's summer, yeah. That's summer. We take that.
Yeah, not just Gub, Dr. Gub.
Hell of a highlight.
that's pretty good.
Yeah. What you got, YBA? Anything?
I think ours. Probably, you know, my brother and I, we packed up the kids and went on vacation to the same place that, you know, my family used to go, and it was very hard and very weird, you know, because he and I are both the adults now. And
I was
really nervous about how that was going to go. Just Hunter and I get along. We're good. I love him to death.
Yeah.
Proud of him, but I just wasn't sure. We're the adults now. So it was great. It was a good, on a side note, one of the things I did while I was at the beach is I started the book that my mom was reading when she died.
Yeah, you told us that. Leaving that
on her bookshelf. So I sat and read that, and it definitely brought some closure to me. I didn't realize it was going to bring, because, you know, for my mom, that was our reading was our thing. So that was the highlight of just being able to get through that book. But you know, my brother and I being able to open up new chapters in our life that if you told me 3 years ago that we'd be opening up those chapters, I'd have told you were crazy. But
That's life, man. Life be lifing. Yeah, man. All right, we're gonna cut it off at that, man. We appreciate y'all listening. Thank you, Gov. Thank you, YBA, for y'all's time. We'll be back next week. Falcons are playing in Detroit, so make it back to our regular schedule. I don't know, but it is what it is.
Somebody come see me in the Fantasy Football League. I'm 2-0.
Shout out to the Fantasy Football League.
Yeah, unless I should be 2-0, and it ain't looking too pretty right now. It's looking like 1-1.
I'll be 1-1. It's okay. It's a long season, man. And shout out to Relevant IT for sponsoring the Fantasy Football League.
I forgot about that.
Based out of Conyers, they come anywhere. If you need IT, it's your business. Holler at them, Relevant IT in Conyers, Georgia. Check them out. All right, guys. We love y'all. We'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
See ya.
See y'all.